Hello everyone, this is George the Wombat by Eva Papuskova and Galina Makhlinova. I'm sure I've said them wrong, I apologise. What's a wombat? The common wombat is a hairy, slightly squat, chubby little animal with short legs. It is quite cute and very rare. Wombats live in Australia and are protected by law. Maybe this is because they are only species on the planet that produce cubed-shaped poos. Oh my. We each have something unique. Something that makes us unique. I say that's clearly unique, but anyway, okay. One sunny morning, George the Wombat wanted to go and dig a burrow in the forest. But he also needed to do something else. "First, you must do a number two," said Mummy Wombat, passing the potty to him. The little wombat sighed, but did as he was told and sat down. Sitting on his own, he got really bored. So the pictures go, he sat, then he stood slightly with the potty on his bottom, and he's standing on his head on the potty, lying on the potty, staring at the potty, doing a handstand on the potty. Luckily, his friend, Fred the kangaroo, happened to be passing. "Hi, George. Quick, come with me. Let's go fill our tummies with grass." "I can't," replied George gloomily. "I have to use the potty." "Go on then," encouraged Fred. "I'm trying," replied George, "but nothing's happening." "Maybe you need to move about a bit," suggested Fred. "Try running around the potty." So George got up and ran around the potty twice. I don't think that's going to work. Then he sat back down and concentrated really hard. But there was still no poo in sight. Eventually, Fred got tired of waiting and hopped off to graze on his own. While George kept sitting on the potty, there was a spider. That looks like fleas to me. I don't know what that is. But anyway, he's up, he's down, he's round and he's about. Still nothing, apparently. After a while, Annie the goose came by. "George, do you want to come down to the lagoon with me? I have a nest there and I'm going to lay some eggs." George shook his head. "I can't. I have to do a poo first. It's not going well." "You need to drink a lot of water," Annie told him, and she took a bottle out from under her wing. The little wombat drank and drank until the bottle was empty. Then he sat back down and concentrated really, really hard, but there was still no poo. Annie also got tired of waiting and went off to lay her eggs on her own, while George kept sitting on the potty. Still the same, it looks like. Then Lizzie the mouse came by. "What are you doing sitting there like that, George?" she asked. "I have to do a poo," replied the wombat. "This really isn't going well." "Try to push," advised Lizzie. "But please wait until I've gone so I don't have to smell it." Lizzie quickly scampered off and George started to push. He pushed and pushed, until he pushed so hard his eyes almost popped out. "George, why are you sitting there with your eyes popping out?" asked Daddy Wombat as he walked by on his way to go digging. "Trying to do a poo, but it's not going well," panted George. They both looked into the potty, and indeed, there was nothing there. Daddy Wombat shook his head. "If you sit there much longer, the Tasmanian devil will come and get you," he warned. That gave George a proper fright. Tasmanian devils are scary creatures. They come at you and they growl and they bite. All of a sudden, something inside him started to grumble. Oh my. And rumble. Then, something went plop in the potty. Mummy Wombat came running. "George," the wombat stood up. And the whole wombat family peered down. There you go, said Mummy Wombat cheerfully. You've made a beautiful cube. Wow. George smiled. Now, go and dig with his dad. Well, there you go. That's it. Brilliant. Absolute genius. What a fabulous book. So, if you feel the need for a cube-shaped poo, George the Wombat is one for you. Thanks, everyone.